Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I had an epiphany at lunch today that I'm starting to unpack, and it started with this question: how do I learn new skills by unlearning old knowledge and habits? It got me thinking about the context for learning, my goals, and the habits that resulted from years of doing things a certain way. If I change my context for learning and my goals, is that enough of a change to break my habits? That is the question of this episode. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 130, Unlearning to Learn, Part 1. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/130. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a media production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness through video, podcasts, and design for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/130. By doing so, you'll receive inspiration on Mondays and Fridays with ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. This afternoon, I had lunch with a good friend of mine just to talk about the journey that I'm embarking on, and we got on the subject of learning new things and how to unlearn past knowledge. And it really got me thinking about the question that I opened the show with of, you know, how do I learn new skills by unlearning old knowledge and habits? When I start thinking about that question, it gets me thinking about the context of how I have learned new things in the past. And for me, the scope or the context of my work has been centered around me being able to do everything from start to finish. So if I'm going to build a website and design it and develop it, my scope of learning encompasses everything that includes concept to completion, design to development, front-end, back-end, all of the things. And that's just a huge context to learn. It encompasses everything. It includes so many disciplines and so many possible learning points. What that did was, with a context that large, it narrowed what I could actually accomplish. And it made it so that anything that I needed to learn had to be put into immediate use. Really kind of an interesting thought. As I think back on the last 12 years of running a business, the things that I was learning had to be put into immediate use, and it had to encompass anything and everything. Big jumps and new ideas had a massive limitation. It was me. It was my time, my mental bandwidth, and what I needed to learn at a specific moment for a specific project. There was really no time for what could be, for just those innovations that come when you aren't pressured to have to put new things into immediate practice. Another area that got me thinking was just my habits and how doing things a certain way for so many years has created what I'll call habits of learning, but habits of building and habits of making and fostering a gut or an instinct that could be opposed to what's actually new and out there today. And it could really hold me back to jump to new ideas or new software or even new technology. So the question I return to is just, how do I unlearn in order to learn new things? And I don't think this idea of unlearning is anything other than realigning these following three areas. First, context. So what is the context of learning new things? As I mentioned, for me, it was really about being able to do everything from start to finish. The context was general knowledge about everything. The second area of answering that question has to do with goals. What are the goals that learning new things will help me accomplish? In the past, for me, it was project-based goals, tutorial-based learning, very specific and very shallow. The third area are habits. What habits are in place that are preventing me from trying new things? With 20 years of experience designing and developing websites, I have some very strong habits that prevent me from trying new things. Habits are powerful and can be difficult to overcome, but it's not impossible to overcome them. And that's why I'm wondering if the key is to change context and goals to allow for greater curiosity and education to emerge. If I change my context from having to do everything myself to learning new things that would fit more of a team-based approach, or an assumption that other people will fill in where I'm deficient, how will that change my learning? How will that help me unlearn past things and make bigger jumps to new technologies or software or ideas? The same with goals. If I change my goals from being project-based to maybe career advancement or team building, what happens to what I learn? I think it changes the parameters, it changes the inputs that I search with, it changes my curiosity, it moves things from general to specific. It changes it also, though, to allow me to go into areas that are maybe more obscure, that don't have immediate application, but could in the long run, if you really understand what you're learning and break it apart and apply it to new areas. And so I think innovation starts with this idea of context and goals and understanding deeply how your individual context and goals will fit into an organization. So these are just a few of my thoughts. I'm curious how you've been able to learn new things by unlearning what you no longer need to know. Am I on the right track? Is it something to do with context? Is it something to do with goals? Is it overcoming habits? I'm curious what you think. Drop me a line, send me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or find me on Twitter. I'm @CMStudios. I'm curious what you think. I'm curious about how you have learned new things. And I would just be interested if I'm going down the right path. This seems like a really interesting idea, and I'm going to keep unpacking it, hence the part one on this episode. But I kind of wanted this episode just to be something that I was thinking about and really trying to move forward into the future. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Got a few moments to let me know what you think of the show? Head to Getting Work to Work on iTunes, click ratings and reviews, and either click the number of stars to rate the show or write a review. Thank you so much. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.